Hi, I'm Ron Cheddar, Director of the Peace Corps. For more than 45 years, the Peace Corps has helped communities around the world. Volunteer Voices is a collection of audio stories from just a few volunteers who have served since 1961. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Peace Corps volunteers are helping communities take part in the Information and Communications Technology, or ICT, revolution. In this podcast, Tony Bloom, Peace Corps' ICT specialist, talks with former Peace Corps volunteer Curtis Shank about his service in a Peruvian community from 2004 to 2006.
What was it in terms of your own background prior to joining Peace Corps that made this assignment fit for you?
Well, I was a computer science major for undergrad, and when I finished, I really wanted to do more directly with people, and the Peace Corps was a perfect fit to apply my ICT or communication technology background to something that I really truly valued.
Who were you working with? Who was your principal counterpart in some of these activities?
Well, my counterpart was the director of the school network for the area. He was an integral part in my being there. He, with the community, assessed what would be the most appropriate request. Something that they found very important. And after being there for a while, it was made very apparent to me that the community is well aware of how technology is being integrated into every facet of life these days, whether that's education or workforce or communication. And they know that the odds are stacked against them in learning this, and they want better for their children. So they've made that a priority. They've expressed it through their local schools, and it was the director who solicited Peace Corps and asked for an ICT volunteer to help facilitate teaching some of these items.
In terms of planting the seeds to make your activity sustainable, did you have any sort of reflections about how you helped make your project sustainable, building upon that community need?
I would say the sustainability was born out of their initial desire for someone to teach computers or to help them build capacity in that area. So when you have a desire, you have people who are readily available and readily willing to learn. And so those people who were quick to learn and quick to pick things up and had sort of a heated desire to learn more were able to teach other people. And when you have that sort of contagious learning sense, it is exactly that. It's contagious. So the sustainability is born out of people who have a strong desire for knowledge in this area, and they pass that along to friends and other people in the community, business owners, or anyone else who sees this going on, who sees these people with an interest in computers and are spending time in the computer lab, will begin to ask questions. So it sort of snowballs, and people feed off of that.
And also in terms of sustainability, I know, for example, Peace Corps Namibia has volunteers helping establish something called Tech Squad, where they actually have kids in the classroom helping serve as co-facilitators or co-lecturers, giving them an opportunity to be part of the instruction. Was that something that you were able to experiment with at all in your activities?
Absolutely. Every undertaking was, there was something conveyed, something taught, training or capacity transfer, but there was also a point to have someone else there who could monitor and take part in all this teaching. One specific example, we had a group of technicians, and we undertook a physical maintenance of computer classes. So these technicians then, after learning these basic skills about how to disassemble and clean the components correctly, were able to go into neighboring communities and pass that along. So that's one aspect of people kind of team teaching, or people teaching in concert.
Any challenges that you want to reflect upon?
Yeah, I think a lot of us growing up with ICT at a very young age, or with computers at a very young age, forget what it's like to learn how to use a mouse or a keyboard. So that was initially in my early days in teaching the very basics. I was made aware again of how difficult it is for people who, sometimes adults more than children, just the basic functions of a computer, and to get over the fear of using what is a very expensive piece of equipment and getting over the fear of breaking it. Also, further down the road, about a year into service, after the internet arrived at my site, there were the unanticipated challenges of virus software and all the spyware and malicious programs that can come through the internet and the web, and also maybe just inappropriate websites or kind of diversion of time away from education or learning and towards gaming or mainly inappropriate websites. So some of the challenges that we addressed were the proper use of antivirus software and keeping it up to date, and how to look for more resources, how to eradicate viruses and restore software when they did cause problems, and also filtering software to put in the school lab so that children and adults actually cannot visit inappropriate sites.
How did you deal with misconduct? Was there a big rules of the road, rules of computer lab use that you had in your classroom?
Yeah, initially we had to set up rules with everyone who entered, and it kind of weeded out the people who just wanted to come in and play, and it made for a much better learning environment to set the ground rules and allow and disallow the visiting of inappropriate sites. So initially it was hard to police. You would just catch people on the sites and you'd ask them to not do that, and then you know, if it continued, you could uninvite them to the class for a night and any number of things.
I want to take us outside of the classroom for a moment. We have previously spoken about a really interesting project you were working on involving beekeeping. Now, I don't see the logical connection between bees and technology. Could you help us out here?
Bees and ICTs, you're right. There's not maybe an intuitive connection, but this was born out of a youth group that was taking computer classes, and it was initially set on learning the web and feeling more familiar with it and learning how to use search engines. And One of the evenings, we were trying to think of practical application for this, and income generation came up as one. So the youth together collectively went through and thought of some ideas, and they just researched via the search engines different topics, and they found beekeeping as one of them. They found a local NGO in a neighboring town that they did not know existed, so they were able to make contact via email and facilitate a training session, of which the NGO ended up donating a technician and his time for several days to give a training. And after the training and after the technician's sort of general blessing acknowledgement that Miramar was a viable place for beekeeping, the kids researched further prices of the products and places where they could buy these products and general the technical aspects of beekeeping. So it's a great example of using ICT as a tool to further a development project.
Thanks for listening. Are you in a classroom? Do you want stories written just for your class? Enroll in the Correspondence Match program through Coverdell Worldwide Schools. We can connect your class with a Peace Corps volunteer serving in any region of the world. For enrollment and program information, visit us online at www.peacecorps.gov/WWS/correspond.